You're still driving
yes.
at the age of 97.
Yes. I am very careful. I'll go to Dorking, dual carriage road. I'll go down to the coast, because that's a very easy road. I go to Guildford Park and ride. I don't so much like going into Epsom. I go to Epsom Hospital, I mean, the car knows the way there. I use it mostly, you know, for Sainsbury's Church, visiting my elderly housebound friends. It's very useful for that. It's really just, I don't see myself driving another 3 years, but I'm wary. If I felt I was dangerous, I'd give up straight away.
So how long have you been driving?
Well, I learnt very late. I was 48 in Chester when I learnt, because my husband had always ferried me round to these young wives' groups in the evening. Then he used to go and sit in the pub till I finished. But the man over the road was in hospital in Chester, and all the neighbours had to take turns taking her to hospital to see him. And he said to me, I think it would be a good idea if you learnt to drive. And I was 48. He was working away, Manchester, I think. And I had 48 lessons, but I didn't have any practice, so I consider they were practice. And when I'd taken the test, I said to him, well, do you think I passed? He said, on a good day, yes. On a bad day, no. I said, how diplomatic. You covered either way.
But you did.
but I used to drive down here from Chester. See, when I look back, can't imagine doing it now. But because I'm sitting, I get in the car, and it's when I get out the other end that I wobble.
And you don't mind sitting in today's congestion?
I'm careful. I don't go out from here till after 9 o'clock. Holiday time's all right, but it's the mums in the cars, really. Yes. Queued right up to Young Street. Oh, that was one memory I had. You know, the Canadians were here.
Built Young Street.
Yeah, and they built, and all along the Dorking Road, that was there, the dual carriageway. They had tanks parked during the war, all along the Dorking Road.